this, I can tell you kind of what we've done and what we're looking at trying to do in these farming unusual times, in this unusual medieval times that we're living.
Yeah. So what kind of technologies are y'all installing and working with this year?
Well, we really haven't installed any new technologies this year as of date because we're skeptical of the market and the low prices and then the weather conditions. We've kind of limited ourselves on what we're trying to do new until condition improvement in the market. So we kind of held back. We have reevaluated some things that we've done in the past, looking forward to planting and using some of those strategies, like irrigating half a circle, trying to get enough moisture to germinate the seed before we do the other half. It all depends on our water conditions on each pivot, but we have done a few pretty watering on some pivots, depending on when the beds were listed. We had some adequate moisture a couple of weeks ago. The ones that we did late, there was no moisture at all. So we've done some different strategies there to try to get us to the point come planting time. As we look here today, we're extremely dry with low humidity, but next week we've been looking at the forecast where we get cooler and hopefully wetter. So it's kind of hard to jump out there now and try to put a cotton crop in, knowing that the temperatures will get cooler, but being wetter is a good thing. Currently, I have planted about 130 acres of dryland milo. There were no moisture, so it has to have the rain to germinate. But I wanted to get that out and get that out of the way early, hoping that I can catch some rain.
Some of these decisions that you're making with the new technologies and the way you're planting, are they based strictly on water conservation, shortage of water issues, or economic issues as well, with the market being a little unstable at the moment?
Well, both. Of course, this being planting time, you know, we would like to have adequate planting moisture, which we don't, and then having to rely on irrigation right now to get the seed germination is just an added cost, because where the market's at now, it's below production cost. As farmers are always willing to do is go out and try to make that crop, knowing that there's going to be uncertainty that he can't control either in the market or in the weather come harvest time. You know, all the farmers around here, they're doing different thing, but everybody is, you know, they're looking to get that seed in the ground and start the 2020 crop.
So you told me earlier that you're going to diversify what you plant and not just plant strictly cotton, but a few other crops as well. What was your decision making going in?
You know, grain sorghum is a cheaper crop. We haven't been planting grain sorghum the last several years because of the sugarcane aphid, but we liked the rotation that crop gives us, especially on some dry land acres, have that stubble out there for carryover for the next year. We have gotten away from put a lot more grain sorghum back in the picture for my rotation. We have planted more rye and wheat crops for cover crops. Some of those crops we have terminated so that we can plant cotton into. So we've been doing that in all the area around my area. Farmers has been doing that the last several years and adopting those strategies and cover crops because during the planting season, as everybody knows here, you know, wind is most detrimental to a small cotton.
Yeah. No doubt. Well, going back to your 2019 crop and some of the technologies and research you did with Jeff Miller, what were some things that really popped out and jumped out at you on looking at that data? Was there some stuff that you did that seemed very beneficial and some stuff that surprised you that may have not worked as well?
Well, there again, what surprises me, and we are going to look at some more of that today, this year, because the more data that you have substantiating a process or a technology, the better data that you have, is the variable rate irrigation. And that's mounting, planting your water capabilities to the land that you have and trying to put that water or place that water in your field where it will give you best production possible. Folks have, in times, have gone to just watering half of pivots trying to, because of the water depletion. I have not developed that yet. I've always used my whole circles, but placing that water where it would make my best production is key, and I think we're seeing good success with that. If you have an area that needs more water but it's not productive, why place that water where it's not going to get you a better production? Also, fertilizing. We've looked at during kind of a poor man's variable rate in these fields by placing more fertilizer in places that has potential to increase yields, and then in areas of the field that doesn't have as much, doesn't need as much fertilizer, not to apply it through our privet. So I think both of those have been eye-openers for me, and it's something that I have adapted on all of my pivot since we started studying it on one or two.
So that is a technology that you think's well worth the investment?
Yes, I do. And until you actually do it in your field and see a result, it's hard for one to try to utilize what you've learned. But, you know, the last couple of years with increases and decreases during our studies and trying to adapt that, because it's all about conserving because it's limited, and placing it where it is, and then putting the amount of fertilizer with the amount of water where you get the best yield. I'm skeptical of doing things, but until you do things and see how they're going to work, whether it's pro or con, then you can adapt the ones that do work and proceed forward.